broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
It's Wednesday night with Bubba and Fee. Without Bubba, just Fee and Jack and Rocker still here.
Still here.
I'm left over from 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, still got Rocker.
We're getting Rocker's take on sports.
Sports take. Something different.
Okay.
Instead of sports talk, it's sports take.
I got St. John's winning the whole thing.
St. John's.
Good choice. Well,
tough
game against Duke coming up.
Well, they're not going to do it, but I'm okay with Rick Pitino winning, but I don't think they have a chance, but that's okay.
Who's your pick, Fee? And you're not allowed to pick
Duke. Ohio State.
Duke. I'd say Michigan State.
Michigan State. Woo.
Yeah.
That's bold. I hope you're right.
Are they a two seed?
I think three, maybe. Yeah.
You know what? You have to like Tom Izzo.
Izzo is always good.
He's worn out. I mean, you can just tell the guy's had enough of this crap.
Yeah.
How many years has it been? 23?
I don't know, but it's been a long time. Yeah. Well, I
bet more than that.
I was always kind of a Tom Izzo fan. And one thing that really impressed me was what he was able to do with that kid from Dayton Jefferson when we played. Adrian Payne. Because he, when we played him, he didn't play in the overtime. He wasn't good enough to play. He kept giving us the ball. And he turned him into he played pros for a while.
He was NBA, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like first team Big Ten, and he wasn't good enough. He's 6'10", and he wasn't good enough to play against us in the regional finals in the overtime. So
nice, hard as a cart.
Is he
dead?
Dead?
Is he?
Who did? Who died?
Payne.
Adrian Payne.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow.
Cody, I mean,
wouldn't wish that on him.
Played against him, and they were on a boat. I think it was a boat. And he was on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I walked up to him. He said, "You probably don't remember me." And then he started talking. He said, "Oh, I remember you." You remember, and you remember Greg.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome.
That was kind of neat.
Like on a cruise site?
I think
he
was on a cruise deal, yeah.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
And he said, I look around, I said, "I know it's him."
Yeah. Well, I might not recognize him, but I was never within 50 feet of him. I'd say Cody was within inches of him a dozen times or more.
I think he might have got shot.
Ooh.
Up in the Detroit area, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's sad. But
who are you taking, Jack?
I'm going with the team I picked from the get-go. Can't think of who in the hell it was, Dave.
Gonzaga?
No, it wasn't Gonzaga. It may have been St. John's.
St. John's.
It's not hard to root for me to root for Rick Pitino.
I'll root for anybody against Arkansas or Houston.
What don't you like about them?
Don't like
their coaches.
Oh, I don't know who your coaches are.
Well, you should know one of them.
Okay.
Arkansas is John Calipari. And Calvin Sampson was the other one.
Illinois.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good team.
They could sneak in there.
I know.
Yeah, they play Iowa, don't they?
I picked a dark horse. No, Illinois got a tough one.
No, Purdue plays Iowa, I think.
Nebraska plays Iowa.
Okay, I knew it was one of the two Big Ten teams playing each other.
Illinois plays Houston.
Oof.
Go Illinois.
Yeah, go Illinois, but I don't think they...
I know. Mm. But you have to like their chances if they win that booger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knock them out of the way.
And crazier things have happened.
All four one seeds are still in, right?
Nope. One of them's on. One
Florida
them's
got done. Beat.
Oh, that's right. Florida did
get beat. That's a shame. Florida.
And then state tournaments was cool. I think Dolphins did what everybody thought that they would do. Yeah.
Except that they didn't win by 20. That's I was with Bubba. If anybody can come within 20 points of them, they ought to give them the trophy.
And but, from what Bubba said, geez.
Great game.
Quite, it was tough. They were scrappy and they guarded well and hung in there.
And they were basically us. We had 11 losses, I think, Kaleida did. Is that the team that had 11?
Was it 8? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. They were like us. Yeah. They had, they were bubbling right there.
Lincoln, or who had Lincoln View? Marion had Lincoln View.
I think so.
And
Marion won that, right?
Was a killer.
Yep.
Did you listen to it?
I did. I seen Bubba put on there. They were 10 for 25.
They were
or something.
10 for 25 from the foul line.
That's what brutal. A kill.
And they were like fourth quarter and overtime. Free throws too. At the one point they made 2 of 14.
I could probably make 2 out of 14.
Lima Senior. Okay.
Yeah.
From 3-point area was 3 for 30. No, 3 for 33.
They were chucking it. They couldn't get anything to go in.
Hey, the theory, if you're a shooter and you miss one, next one's going to go in.
They
just keep on shooting.
Senior shot the ball 30 times more than the team that beat them by 12.
That's crazy. Think about that. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is literally
crazy. They were
crazy.
Efficient. I take it. The team to beat
them. Well, they only had to shoot about 12%
times and they won.
But, you know, I mean.
Wow.
Most of the games at state tournaments are close, so I guess.
Yeah.
People don't have much to bitch about, I would think.
So what do you think about 7 divisions in basketball? I think that's one of the stupidest things ever. 4 was plenty. We didn't need more than 4. Football, maybe.
Now you're setting up with 2, going to 2 venues, too.
Yep, I do not like that. I mean,
think about the old days of the state tournament.
Yeah, yeah, you park your car somewhere and you go to the varsity club or one of other places or go back to somebody's tent and do stuff and whatever. And yeah, it was awesome. I've been to 2 or 3 state tournaments since they moved it out of St. John's. And I absolutely despise it. I can't stand it.
But
I don't like it.
Where's
from,
that now?
From what I heard, though,
Dayton,
this year's state tournament drew some really nice crowds.
Yes.
Really?
You know?
That's good.
Yeah. And UD does it really well, but there's nowhere to go between the games.
Yeah.
If you're somebody that likes to go to a lot of the games. Now, if you're a fan of the teams, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You drive in, you drive back out. But if you're like some of us used to be, we went down and just go.
The old diehard Billy Bees and them guys, they wouldn't have been able to. You had to pick and choose who you're going to go watch.
Yes,
because you couldn't get to see them all. Like them guys never missed a game.
Yeah,
you could see all the finals.
You could.
Yes. Yeah.
But you just the semifinals, you'd miss them.
Yeah. Yep. And that's.
You know, I don't know about the. If I'm for or against this, 7 divisions, there are so many schools that are so big. And like the Columbus area adds a new high school every year, or 2, there's 600 and some high schools or something like that.
That's a bunch.
But it would be tough to only have 4.
Why is that? Why would it be tough to only have 4? Tough for who?
It's a lot tougher for teams like us to get there.
Yeah.
I mean,
when like you think about what our experience was this year,
mm-hmm.
okay? And, I mean, you take that away from a community like ours, you know? So you're decreasing that participation by 30% if you go back to four divisions.
Yeah, but I think we would have still been just about where we were if we were kind of...
If you went south.
Yeah, since we went south, yeah. And even if there were 15 divisions and we stayed up here in this mess that they had for the last 30 years in the sectional up here, you know, there's four teams there that could be potential state champions, and one of them comes out of the sectional. That happens all the time. And it could be if you'd have 15 different divisions, and it would still happen because we're all about the same size.
Well, you know, when like you look at our road to get to regionals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spencerville played LCC.
Yep.
St. Henry.
Yep.
And then Crestview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We played three teams.
So they yeah, very good. So yeah. they couldn't have had a tougher row if there's only four divisions. It'd have still been at least that tough.
Well,
and ours would have been just as easy going south because there just aren't those teams down there.
Just the sheer numbers say that going from seven divisions to four divisions, our path would have been tougher.
Oh, it had to be.
I don't. So who down south would we have run into?
Well, say also, I don't know the schools that are division four and five.
Yeah, and they're well.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be doing four and five. We'd be doing five, six, and seven probably, and maybe four, but probably five, six, and seven is what we would be in. And you know, except for Versailles and the teams we ran into or would have run into, like Tri-Village again. You know, there wasn't anybody.
Then this Lutheran East or whatever.
Yeah.
They won it four straight years.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Hell, they won. They beat Minster at state, too, I think, a few years ago. But.
I wonder how many of those players are actual Lutherans.
I doubt too many.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the last week's show that you had that was possibly the best you've ever had.
Ever.
Oh, I had a great show.
Yeah.
And he had Hal McCoy lined up for tonight, but Hal had to bow out because UD's doing
entertained.
Great.
I was so entertained listening to the coaches.
Two coaches were really good.
And when Bob asked that question of the Elwer.
Yeah.
And said, so like, when did you know that your son was going to be special?
When he's 4 years old, banging a ball.
I was expecting him to say, but you know what? He's
6 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah. When like he was in junior high and I could see his.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he said, when he was 10 months old, he had already learned to walk. And we heard him bouncing a ball against the wall.
Yeah.
And catching it.
That was a classic. That was a classic.
And then his philosophy.
I bet you he's never been asked that question.
I don't know. Then his philosophy on building the program. How they start basketball like in
He said the parents and everybody has to buy in. You got to buy into this.
Yeah.
Because we're going to shoot 500 shots every night. You know, it's going to take. But we're going to be really good at some point in time.
You don't, in the first 2 years, they never shoot a shot. They just work on dribbling and passing.
Yep. And he kind of alluded to the fact of something that I've thought about a lot of times is he didn't say it, but he was kind of talking about it. When you're 8 years old, you're hurling the ball.
Yeah.
We don't want them doing that. We want them when they're strong enough to actually shoot with the right form, then you're allowed to shoot.
Yeah.
They move the baskets down so they can shoot with good form.
Yeah. And they kept the basket at 6 feet
until it was perfect. Yeah. And then we'll move it up.
Yep.
It's incredible.
It was just.
And then you have Coach Guttemiller coming on and they're, I mean, he talks about the young kids about their defense.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and they stress that down there to low level. You know, it's like, yeah, that's
yeah, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know how he does it, but Bob has this knack for knowing exactly the right questions to ask these people instead of the canned questions they get from everybody else.
Every good question that Bob's ever asked, he got from either me or Bill.
I don't doubt that.
Huh?
I don't doubt that.
I'm waiting for the ding. We're here, ding here in a minute. Tell Jack.
Bubba sends us a text. Says, hey, I got so-and-so on. You got any questions? And we bombard him with a, well, some of them you can't say on the radio.
On the radio. That's that beep, beep, beep. What are you
doing? And, you know, it's those great questions is part of the reason why Hal McCoy, you know, Hall of Fame sports writer, why would he ever talk to us?
Yeah.
But Bob asks him intelligent questions. Yeah. And they don't get that from anybody else.
We're diehard fans, too.
Yeah. And, you know. At
that time up at State a couple years ago, that was a classic. He's up there. He comes over, talks to us during the game.
Yeah.
He's got a big cigar. He's tremendous.
Yeah.
He's about 90 years old. Still sharp as heck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was fun.
And he wanted to come talk to you guys.
Yeah, he wanted to come over and talk
to us. Like, hey, can... We'll give you $1,000.
We'll see you at them stand. Yeah. Yep. He did come over.
Yep. He's you know, it's just awesome that he thinks enough of this band of yahoos that.
Yeah.
The Flyers are taking it on the chin.
Uh-oh.
The UD Flyers. Ooh. Yeah.
How's last game he's got to cover?
So.
They're getting thumped.
Hey, I got a question.
What do you got?
How big of a school is Berlin Highland?
About the same as Marion. Right. About the same
it
as
it is in Amish area.
Yep.
It's in Amish territory.
Yep.
I
think, what is it? Is that close to like Pennsylvania?
It's that side of the state, but it is
up around Canton, Ohio. Like it's probably about 20 miles on this side of Canton.
Okay.
They have great cheese up there.
Good cheese.
Oh, yeah. Amish cheese.
Kind of like Geneva and Bern. And
Bob says, laugh out loud, he ain't wrong.
What'd he say?
He said, you did tell him some questions.
Let's take a little break. We'll come back and we'll kind of sort out what we want to talk about next. Be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater. Installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems, Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Boy Scout Troop 99 will be hosting their annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, March 29th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion. The breakfast includes all the pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs you can eat, along with coffee, milk, and juice. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door, and children 5 and under can eat for free. Don't miss the Boy Scouts annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Palm Sunday, April 28th at the Legion.
We're back here on the Bubba and Fee Show. We got Jack and Rocker and Neil.
Yep, and the Boy Scout breakfast.
And we got a Boy Scout breakfast. I'm going to that on Sunday.
That's going to be
best.
That's
breakfast
always
ever.
It's awesome. And they
have a toss up. Them and firemen's.
Firemen's is good, but one of the things the firemen make omelets.
Yep,
and the Boy Scouts have like homemade pastries.
Ooh,
oh my!
For dessert. So, man, those are both. I'm glad they're not on the same day. I don't have to choose. I can choose both.
Eat them
and
up.
I do.
And what time does that start on Sunday?
8 a.m.
A
lot of the other ones start at 8:30. This one's 8 a.m. to 12:30.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yep. Perfect.
So tomorrow.
Yep.
Opening day. Yeah, I was talking, 2 weeks ago, I was so fired up.
Jacked. You were jacked up.
Thinking.
Fired up.
88 wins.
Yep. Yeah. Feeling good.
Now.
Pitching staff's falling apart. We ain't even throw 10 pitches.
I don't think the starting pitchers have given up less than 6 runs in an outing for the past 10 days.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad for 2 innings.
I know. It's incredible. The guys are coming out. I got a blister. What the hell?
No, he's a blister guy.
Now,
put a little tough skin on there. When I bowled, I used to have them. You'd tear half your finger off. Just take a little tough skin on, and away we went. Bobby weren't scared.
Yeah. Yep. That's the thing that amazes me is that, they talk about working on a slider, working on a changeup.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they come to spring training and their hands are so soft that they get blisters after throwing 20 freaking pitches.
Yeah, you think it'd be roughed up a little bit.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Hunter Green, I would trade him the first time that he gets a clean bill of health.
You're wanting him out.
Next, in June.
Wasn't he God last year?
In June or July. No, he was terrible. In June or July.
He'd have some good outings.
Trade Ellie. Trade Ellie. He's gone.
Why?
Because he doesn't want to be a Red.
He signed a contract.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He doesn't have a contract.
They wanted to extend him big, and he didn't want to.
Oh, I was thinking they got that taken care of.
Do we have him for what, one more year? After this
think.
Year? Or this is it?
I think 3.
We got him for 3 more years.
Yeah. But you could get a lot for him right now.
Yeah. But he's also entertainment. He'll put people in seats.
He's a
ticket seller.
Yeah.
And I was probably rushing the gun on the LE trade. I'd probably wait a year.
Jumped the gun, did you?
You went from us winning the World Series to you got rid of Holt.
Well.
Cleaned out the pitching staff. Best players gone.
Next year, there's probably not going to be a season or be a half a season, be all chopped up because of the strike.
Strike again.
Oh, we're striking again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And it amazes me how multimillionaires can do that.
Well, but so let's just say there's this baseball makes, each team makes this pile of money.
Yes.
So who should get the money? The people that put the fans in the seats, or should the owners get the money?
Who owns the team?
So that person should get the money?
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't do anything.
He invested $100 billion on a baseball team.
Yeah, and if he makes if he makes $10 billion every year, you're okay with that?
Then he's probably not getting a very good return on investment. He could take that money and stick it in a bank and make $100 million.
Yeah. So why doesn't he do that then?
Because he loves the power of owning a team.
Yep. So. That should be plenty, and he shouldn't have to keep all the money.
But what about the
somebody needs to get the money.
The TV stuff.
Yeah.
Like the big cities that get all they got huge money.
Yes. I know. Yeah.
And speaking the small of TV market, things, are the Reds going to be on TV?
They are, but they haven't figured out yet.
If I stand outside and I turned my antenna a certain way.
Your leg one
with
time.
With two coat hangers in your hand. You got a shot at watching the game.
And and for only $29.99 a month.
Per game. per game, you can watch it. It's only $4 a game. 160 games.
Now, they say if you have Wabash Cable, that there's a designated channel for it.
Okay, so here's what I just got. It's 8 hours old, Wabash Mutual Telephone.
I got her.
Reds fans, it's game time. Catch every pitch, swing, and home run on channel 147, 146 SD. I'm not sure what that is, all season long. So this dedicated Reds channel will go dark between games. If you're missing this channel in your lineup.
You got to pay for it?
I'm trying to see. Nope. You stream.
Shouldn't have miss to.
It, well, miss, channel it is, stream TV, set top box. Unplug the box. So if you have a set top box, you unplug the box from the power source and plug it back in. And it will reset to 147 or 146.
So you're saying unplug the cord.
Yeah, like from the back of the, I usually unplug mine from the back of the thing, but you can unplug it from the electric outlet.
So we unplug it, 10 seconds and put it back on.
Yeah, 10 or 15 seconds. And turn your antenna.
Yeah, so that is Wabash, and that is going to be how you can
get it. Your rotors be moving. Antennas are
We'd have to do that to get channel 35. Yeah. If like there was ever. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
We never did have anything that rotated. Ours just was sitting up on the roof and whatever. We got
a
couple of Fort Wayne channels and a couple of Dayton channels, and that's what we got. Nope. Channel 35.
We had a monkey wrench. And Bill and Paul would go out with the and start turning it. Dad
whoa, right there. A little more. Whoa. Your dad was like the
back a little.
Was the first inventor. He had a satellite.
Oh yeah.
Nobody had a satellite but you.
Yeah.
That was a classic, dude.
Well, that was only so he could watch his channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soap operas.
Yeah, well, like soap operas.
Something like that.
Okay.
Oh crap.
So
think about how big those things used to be.
Oh my God, it was huge. It was gigantic.
It took up a parking spot in our driveway.
You could get park cars. What'd you get, like 50 channels maybe or something? We thought it was the greatest thing ever.
So who's going to be the best Major League Baseball teams? Who's got it?
Who's got the money?
Who's got, yeah. That's probably it.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's,
Dodgers, no doubt.
Dodgers, Yankees, Seattle is supposed to be good again.
Yeah.
Toronto went to the World Series last year. Rocker?
Oh, am I still here?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
The Yankees and Dodgers.
Yankees and Dodgers are your favorites.
He doesn't even know about anybody else. He doesn't care. I don't blame him.
Yeah, he does.
He's rooting.
I'm a Yankee fan. Now, the problem with the matter, yes, they put a lot of money into it. Well, the boys not so much, but the old man used to, obviously.
Steinmeier.
The boys, they treat it like it's a, tax write-off. So they don't really necessarily care if they win or not.
They got to win. Big money.
What's your favorite memory of baseball?
How I talked my dad into becoming a Yankee fan.
You talked your dad
Although,
into it?
Part of that was because when Paul O'Neill was still a Reds fan, he we all went down to a game and he managed to get Paul O'Neill to flip him off.
Oh.
It took 7 innings, but he managed to do it.
That's some riding. That's 7 innings of riding.
So when he got traded to the Yankees, and for Roberto Kelly of all people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Reds didn't really get much out of that deal.
No.
Thank old Jim Bowden for that one.
Jim had a couple good ones.
Not very many.
Fee, what's yours?
probably Eric Davis hitting a home run in the first game of the World Series. I was there.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I remember, who was the sports guy for Channel 2?
Omar Williams.
Omar's sitting right outside the stadium, and I'm like standing right beside him, and I'm on TV. I have no idea. I'm like, dude. Like, oh, this is cool. Next thing I know, hey, you're on TV. Really? You're an idiot.
Omar. Not with us anymore either.
I remember when he used to announce the TV wrestling on.
Oh yeah,
was that, I don't remember when that was. Saturday afternoon. Remember when that was, but they had great wrestlers come through there.
Probably at Hare Arena.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where they were. I think they might have been some studio somewhere. It wasn't a big venue. There'd be a couple of hundred people there, and Bouncin' Beulah was always. She was some lady about 50 years old, and she would be up there banging on the mat, and the wrestlers. She was always against the bad guys. The bad guys would throw stuff at her and all that kind of stuff.
Remember Morgana?
Yes, the kissing bandit.
The kissing bandit.
Kisses.
She
was some huge.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she delivered watermelons, I believe.
Top end.
I don't know why when you said Bouncin' Beulah that I thought of Morgana.
I can't imagine why that would have came up.
Well, Bouncin' Beulah was because she was always bouncing out of her front row seat and harassing the bad guys.
Jack?
I remember one of the times that she was there, and Renee Goulet was fighting.
Oh God!
Renee. And
Robert Goulet's daughter?
No, it was a guy. Oh. He was a wrestler, and she said he has a foreign object in his pants.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
What's your favorite, Jack?
You know, I'm old enough that I remember my dad taking us to Crosley Field to watch Wally Post.
That's big.
You know, and Wally would come over and say hi or whatever, shake dad's hand, whatever. You know, I remember that. And then probably when there's the you know, frisbee catching dog.
Yeah.
And. Yep. Every time the dog would miss, Bill would start booing.
Dog's like devastated out there.
The dog's devastated. We had kids a couple rows in front of us were crying.
Bill booing somebody. I can't believe it.
I know. And I remember. it wasn't just a boo. It was a Bill boo.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And that... You know,
I'm going to turn my microphone way down. He goes, boo!
Oh, yeah, they were big boos.
Yes. It was a big boo.
I remember going to a game.
It wasn't just a hoot. It was early crazy. Year,
I remember going to a game, and we were sitting there, and Mario Soto's pitching. And he,
that's way back.
He was struggling. And all of a sudden, I hear this, boo! I'm thinking, this guy sounds like Bill. I look at him, he's about five rows behind me. There he is, booing wide open. That's classic.
There's a game where I think you, Mario, gave up like four homers in the first inning, and that was probably it.
Bill's classic was when we got Ken Griffey Jr. Opening day, first game, he pops out, Bill's booing wide open. Boo! What a bat. Bill's getting rid of you. He's got to go.
Speaking of which, the last time that Bill was in studio, he was bringing up.
He was.
Breakfast with Billy.
Coming back.
So is there anything that's in the making, Rocker, that you want to
talk to him?
Huh?
I mean, I don't know how many times I've been asked, hey, you bringing that big?
He's said, well, Fridays.
Yep, he talked about it.
Fridays, but he didn't. He kind of shared it out.
And I told him we can do. Yeah, we can do it every day. We can do it every morning, every afternoon. We can do it once a month, once a week. Tuesday afternoons at 3, whatever he decides, we can make it work.
He like he's got a whole lot on the schedule. He's retired.
Yeah, he's retired, but he's still consulting. Mm-hmm.
They would pay him to stay here.
Only if they're smart. They ain't that smart. That Cooper Farms, I don't know how they're staying in business. They ain't smart enough.
My my biggest injustice of Cincinnati Reds.
Oh.
The what?
My biggest injustice that ever happened to me. So I am a diehard Reds fan. Love them. Pete Rose is on his streak. And my brother every year would buy Bernie Eichenhauer's tickets.
Oh, yep.
He always get a set of tickets and take his family. So he gets tickets to 4192. And he took Jenny and Tammy and Kathy and Mike. I was like, you're kidding. You're not going to take your brother. This is the biggest Reds fan. Come on. And he got the 4192 that night.
No kidding.
Oh.
I said I was devastated.
Oh, my.
Yep. That'd have been pretty good to be there.
That'd have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd have been.
But at least you knew somebody that was there.
Yeah, yeah. Killed me.
Yep.
What's the greatest thing you've ever seen personally at a sporting event? Like if you would have been there.
That happened on the field or somebody doing something stupid in the stands?
That happened on the field.
Oh.
An event. Mm.
I don't know. Something that I could have been at, you think?
I don't know of anything. I usually go and just have fun, drink a bunch of beer, and
I saw Clark Kellogg score 52 points in a state tournament game.
Ooh, that is right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a biggie. Yeah. How much did you have to pay for that ticket? I just had it.
Book, yeah.
Oh,
baseball. We were down there one time when Gary Reedus hit for the cycle.
Really?
It was kind of neat.
Gary Reedus. And I didn't realize it then, but who's the Reds pitcher that was also a good hitter 4 or 5 years ago?
Who?
Like they pinch hit him.
Oh, yeah. Gosh darn it.
But
I remember because he threw pretty hard. Too.
His dad died. And he went up to pinch hit in the eighth inning. And he hit a home run that night. And I mean,
whoa.
Everybody was going crazy.
Oh, I bet too.
And, yeah.
You know, I didn't realize it at the time, but that was the reason.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember Big P taking me down to Ohio State football game. And we were like pretty far up. We got there. Big P, we went all the way down to the bottom. And he started screaming at Jim Lachey. And Jim came over and talked to us. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, I knew him and played again. You know, I played. He was my age. But when he was down there, that was pretty cool. He walked that big Buckeye big. Coming over in the uniform. Hey, Big P.
Jim Lachey is just one of the nicest people.
He's good dude.
Ever. He just, you know, when we were 2015 when we were playing in the state championship down there, he came in, talked to Hobbsy and Joe Bruns and talked with them for a while. He's just that kind of guy. He and I haven't listened to the Buckeye Roundtable for a while, and I guess they still do it, but he used to always, you know, they would always talk about this and this. He always brought out Mercer County and the MAC. He always was talking about that. And you know, he's a big promoter and he's just a good guy.
Yep.
Well, that's all I got to talk about.
That's about me too.
Yep.
Mick Spence, anybody got anything, Rock? You got anything else?
My only I actually was at this one.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I was part of it, actually.
Uh-oh, you're on the field? Shortstop?
So, I was in the locker room, or not the locker, the
press box.
No, that's what the St. Henry High School. Me and I decided it was a good idea to play Mr. Basketball and horse. Bobby Hoyne.
Oh, Bobby Hoyne.
Showed him who was boss, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Took him out.
Yep.
We bet a six pack of Pepsi.
Did you ever pay?
I got one horse, one H. Not sure how that happened. Yeah, I lost a six pack of Pepsi, but unfortunately, I didn't have the heart to tell him I was getting traded in the next day.
You're out.
So you never paid him?
Wasn't able to.
What?
Should have called him.
He could leave it on his front doorstep.
35 years later.
Yeah.
Call him up. Sorry, Bobby.
I got that six pack for you.
Yeah. Six pack.
It's 35 years old, so it might be a little flat.
A little old.
So,
like that six pack of Zima.
He probably didn't want that. But so next week, Monday, baseball starts.
We are starting high school.
Indians host the Salina Bulldogs.
Yes, sir.
5:30 start.
Late start.
It's usually 5 o'clock start, but the WBL always starts at 5:30.
Yeah, they're 5:30.
Although we do have I believe it's Lima Shawnee on the schedule it says 5 o'clock start and it's at their place, but I'm sure it's a 5:30 start. 5:30, that's in a couple of weeks, but
yeah.
But so we got Salina.
We'll try to get Coach Eink over next week.
Yep, we have Salina on Monday, and home versus Adams Central on Thursday.
Is Monday away?
No, Monday is at home, even though it's the WBL time, start time.
But it's our game.
And then Saturday is a doubleheader at Fort Loramie. That'll be a noon start.
Big start. Hopefully we get good weather.
And watch your weather reports because it's likely to change.
Yeah, it changes every day in baseball.
Yeah, and you know, you'll have like we had
30 pounds
this week and last week, you'll have a... We'll have a day that's 70 degrees, the next day it's 40 with hail blowing in your face.
Ain't that so, the truth?
We've done them in all of them, and we're going to do every game again this year.
Who's doing the games?
Well, probably a combination of Mr. Feely and Calpe, and Bubba says he'll fill in if we need to. And last year, Fee was still working full time, but he couldn't get to all the games. But we had plenty of times when
it was... You're a real professional, but we'll have
fun. We don't need that. Professional's nice, but it's not everything. But I remember lots of people talking about, especially when Bob and Dave were doing it early. They followed Jeff Hobbs, who was the most professional person in the world, doing basketball, and then they're doing baseball. Most unprofessional people, and people just loved both of them. And people say, man, I just love listening to them. And sometimes they talk about the game, which is, and you know, that's what people expect, and it's awesome.
Crack me up. Ray Cooney would call. Well, I knew something good happened, but all I knew is all three of you guys were screaming. And I was like, what happened? And finally, after the play was all done, by the way, it went off the fence. You wouldn't have believed it.
And, you know, that is kind of terribly unprofessional, but it is exactly how I like it to be. That's real life.
Everybody's
that is how it is. And you have the announcers that are rooting for you.
We're
and
bleeding.
That's
yeah, that is we believe pretty much purple.
That is exactly how I want it to be. I know it's a little tough sometimes to know what's going on, but that
we get back.
I'm sorry that it happens that way, but I am not. But even I do not want it to change. That's how I like it.
Very
Jackson,
good.
Thanks for staying around.
Nope, Rock, no problem, too, buddy.
Oh yeah.
Expense. We'll do her next week.
Yep.
Thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. We'll be right back.
radio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.